Yeah. Well, I'm home now, so I'll let you go now, Claire. Okay, you enjoy your movie. Catch up tomorrow. All right, bye.
Oh, I know those shoes. Got here early and let yourself in, did you? Bad boy. But where are you hiding, I wonder? Not in the sitting room or in the kitchen. Oh, there you are. On my bed. Just what I wanted to see after a long, hard day. Hey. You don't seem very present, honey. What's up? You don't have to do this if you don't want to, you know. Yeah, I called you earlier and practically demanded for you to be here tonight. And I'm loving the whole friends with benefits thing we have going on. But that first word is important. I'm your friend, you know. Do you need to talk about something? Hey, I'm serious. You can always talk to me. In fact, I'm so serious that I'm getting on top of you. There we go. Now, look at me. Are you okay? Just tired, huh? Yeah, I don't buy that for a second. Do I have to beat it out of you? Because you know I'll happily whip your ass. It wouldn't be the first time either. Don't think I didn't feel that cock of yours twitching there at that mere mention of beating you. Such a dirty, masochistic boy. Is that it? You wanted me to take charge tonight. You wanted to be my subby little plaything, huh? You know I'm always up for that, baby. Seriously, is that all it is? Nothing more? You can tell me anything, you know. We're friends, and you're important to me. Oh, you just need your silly little boy brain silenced for a while. So you just want to do what you're told? And it sounds like somebody needs a firm hand tonight. Well, luckily for both of us, that was exactly what I had in mind for tonight anyway. So I can certainly help there, honey. But the fact that you didn't tell me instantly and I had to work everything out for myself means I'm not gonna treat you like a sweet, good boy. No. I'm gonna punish you. Because that's what filthy, naughty boys deserve. Fuck, you twitched like crazy there. That is exactly what you're craving, isn't it? You love the idea of me punishing you. Such a dirty fucking toy. Right. Time to get you naked. Come on. Stand up for me. Let's get this t-shirt off. Here we go. Now your trousers. Boxers too. Everything off. Oh, perfect. Now bend down to me and kiss me. Oh, me? None of your business. As of right this second, I'm your mistress. I'm in charge. So I'll get naked when or if I feel like it. Besides, I love how vulnerable you are when you're naked and I'm clothed. Now kneel for me. kneel at the feet of your mistress. Yes. Now crawl to my wardrobe and then get out my knee-high boots. Go on. Don't make me tell you twice. Good. Now bring them to me. I didn't give you permission to stand. On your fucking knees. Good. Now crawl back to me and slide them on my feet. Slowly. Then gently take the zipper between your teeth and pull it up. And now the other boot. Inzip. Yes, perfect. Now, put your hands behind your back and sit up on your knees. Let me inspect you properly. So wonderfully obedient. Little shiver from you as I glide my nails up the back of your neck before giving your hair a gentle tug. Fuck, and I'm sure I can get a little whimper or gasp as I graze your neck with my teeth and gently pinch those nipples. Oh, I knew tonight would be fun, but I didn't quite realize just how much. But I did say I was going to punish you, so I would advise you not to get too excited just yet. Now, as much as I would love to thoroughly spank and whip that ass of yours, leaving it all hot and sore and you struggling to sit down, as we've already discussed, you're a filthy fucking masochist. So that means some mental torture will be far more effective at teaching you a lesson. Oh no, baby, it's too late for bleeding and begging. That will do you no good at all. In fact, it will probably only make things worse. Open your arms behind you, boy. That's it. You feel that leather wrapping around your wrists. It's my absolute favorite belt, locking your arms in place. Fuck. You look positively delicious. On your knees, naked, hands tied behind your back and rock fucking hard. So now it's time to clean my beautiful boots with your tongue. Come on, I don't have all day. Yes, that's it. Slide your tongue up and down that beautiful black leather. Clean every fucking inch. My fingers locked in your hair, guiding you up and down. Oh, I'm so kind, aren't I? Allowing you to taste my boots. And you're going to taste every single square millimeter of them. The toes and heels, too. Yes, I'm also very kind to my dirty, filthy boy. But don't worry your little head. I haven't forgotten about your punishment. That's coming, I promise you. Now, I want you to clean my heels. Yes, such a good boy. So incredibly obedient. Good fucking boy. That will do. I think you've had quite enough fun licking my boots. Kneel up. I'm going to stand in front of you. Lift your eyes up to meet mine. Fuck. You look so good. Mindless devotion. Lost in a world where your only role in life is to be my plaything. The only voice that matters in that world is mine. The only will that matters is mine. You belong to me, baby. You are mine. Oh, you greedy boy. You're gonna have to wait for me to kiss you like that again. Instead, I'm going to lift my skirt and put your face almost within touching distance of my pussy. So close you can almost feel my soaking wet underwear in your face. Now breathe me in. Deep breath. Fuck. Yes, again. You want a taste, don't you? You want to use your tongue to dive into my hot, wet pussy. Too bad. It's not about what you want. It's about what I want. Now get on the bed. It would be easy to leave both of your hands tied behind your back, but that's not what's going to happen. This is a punishment, so you're going to be tested. Naturally, I want to make this hard for you. I want to tie one of your hands to the bed while making you leave the other by your side. You aren't allowed to touch me, and you certainly are not allowed to touch yourself. But here's the thing. Even if you disobey me, the hand that's free will be your non-dominant hand, while the other hand is locked in non-release handcuffs. The keys are on a chain around my neck, which will be out of your reach. And we both know there'll be no relief for you with your wrong hand. So you might as well just do as you're told and obey me. One last thing for you. I have no need for my underwear now, yet it will make a perfect gag for you. Come on, open wide and say ah. Good fucking boy. And now I'm gonna sit on the chair at the bottom of the bed and make you watch me play with myself. Sat in my black leather knee-high boots, my sodden underwear in your mouth, my skirt pulled up so you can see just how wet I am. Oh, fuck. yes, my favorite vibrators going to work while I sit here watching you. Watching that cock of yours grow even harder, glistening in pre-cum. Oh, don't you move that hand, boy. Don't move that hand or I'll make sure this gets worse for you. Oh, fuck. If you want any chance of coming tonight, you better not touch yourself. Keep that hand exactly where it is. Oh, fuck. Yes. I know you wish it was your tongue here instead of my vibrator. I know how addicted you are to worshiping me. Fuck. This is what happens when you don't express how you feel. Fuck, this vibrator feels so fucking good. But I want more. I want to grind on your face. I want to grind on your gagged mouth while my vibrator keeps me on edge. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I can hear you moaning through that gag. I can see that desperate fucking cock crying out for my attention. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, this feels so fucking good. Oh, you wanna watch me come, baby? Oh, yes, good boy. Oh, you're doing so fucking good. Yes. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Done. Oh, not even close. Oh, reach up and take that gag out of your mouth. Go on. I'm gonna keep playing with this vibrator on my slit this time, but I want to hear you beg while I do. Oh no, oh no, baby. You don't even sound nearly desperate enough. I guess you just want to keep watching, huh? You want to keep watching me get myself off while you get absolutely nothing? Fuck. Yes. That's it. Yes. Big. Big me to include you. Fuck. Luckily for you, I want that tongue of yours inside me, so I'm gonna sit on your face. That the only part of me your free hand can touch is my boot, understand me? And if you disobey me, not only will you not be allowed to come tonight, I'll deny you every time I see you for a month. Do you fucking understand me? No. No, a knot is not enough. Say yes, mistress. Good fucking boy. Okay, I'm coming over. Oh, now get that tongue inside me. Fuck yes. Oh, just like that. Fuck yes, in and out. Deeper and deeper. Fuck me with your tongue. Such an obedient fucking thing, aren't you? Oh, maybe you do deserve some pleasure, huh? Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, keep flicking your tongue inside me while I grind down even harder on your face. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, now my clit. Yes, suck my fucking clit. Oh, and I'll think about whether I should stroke this rock-hard leaking cock that's just pleading for my attention. You know it's not your cock anymore, don't you? This is my cock. Oh, I own it. Yeah, I own you. Yes, that's it. Very soon I'm gonna mark you as my property with all of my fucking juices while I achingly slowly tease this cock up and down. Up and down. Don't think I can't feel you desperately squirming. Just do your job and keep sucking on my clit or you're in for a nasty surprise. Oh, fuck, yes, that's it. God, I love that I can be so mean and demeaning to you and you'll just fucking take it. Oh, you just take everything. Oh, so perfectly submissive. A perfect fucking toy for me. Such a fucking filthy boy. Oh, I can't deny myself any longer. Oh, I want this cock inside of me. Yes, deep inside me. Deep inside my hot, wet cunt. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Yes, use your free hand. Reach under my top and play with my tits. Oh, do it right. fucking know while I push my fingers into your mouth. Fuck yes. Oh, what a greedy, hungry boy you are. Now use your free hand to play with my clit. Oh, come on. Yes, while I grind harder and harder into you. Yes, that's it. That's fucking it. Oh, I'm gonna wrap my hands around your throat until I fucking come. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, and then, and only then, you're gonna fill me up. Oh, you're gonna empty those aching balls deep inside me. Do you fucking hear me? Because you're mine. Tell me you're fucking mine. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Mine. Mine. Oh, yes. You're fucking mine. Yes. 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 Mine. Mine. Right fucking now. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. Oh, my God. That was pretty intense, huh? Oh, come on. Oh, wrap that free arm around me. Oh, let's cuddle up. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of messy down there. But I don't really care right now. So did that help shut your brain off for a while? Yeah, I thought it might. And my God, I knew I had a possessive streak in bed. But I never knew it was quite that bad. I hope it didn't scare you too much. It was scary, but you liked it? God, you're a slut. So, I've been meaning to ask you. What, you want to be more than friends with benefits too? Oh, thank God. Well, in that case, I'm definitely not untying you. I'm just gonna leave you here while I clean myself up and slip out of these clothes. Well, except the boots. I'm keeping them on all night long. Speaking of all night, I hope you weren't planning on getting much sleep tonight, baby. Oh, because I can assure you I've got other plans for you. And as you well know, now you are all mine.